Good morning, Aurel. Today is Friday, 2nd of March, and right now it's partly cloudy with 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. We can expect temperatures ranging from a low of 25 to high of 30 degrees Celsius and a heat index of 34 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds will be blowing with 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on says partly cloudy and fog overnight. Moon is in the first quarter and illuminated on 61%. In today's news, we feature excerpts of interview about Tanti Datri International Women's Performing Arts Festival made by Rebecca.
So this festival is a big international women's festival, and it's the first time it's happening in Auroville and even in India, and also the first time it's je vais le dire en français, mais tu vas traduire, que c'est la première fois qu'Auroville et Pondichéry travaillent ensemble pour accueillir ce festival.
So it's the first time that Pondichéry and Auroville will work together to welcome this festival. So it will happen between the 11th and the 15th of March. There is different places where it will take place. So there will be show and talks and workshop also. Mm-hmm.
In Auroville and also in Pondichéry. In different places. So in Auroville, for the performance, it will be most of the performance will be in Kripa, but also in Shrobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nivas, and then in Unity Pavilion,
and also in Arlette's house, La Petite Ferme,
because one of the performers coming from New Zealand, I think this one, she's a videoist, comment on dit ça? Videoist?
Video artist, maybe?
Video artist. Mm-hmm. And she will make a small performance in a small place, in a private house. And it will be in Petite Ferme. The day will be the 15th of March.
So all these artists have been welcomed by Pavarti Baul. So she's like the directress of the festival. And also in Pondicherry, all has been possible thanks to Lalit.
Lalit Verma, who is the responsible of Orodan Gallery in Pondicherry. And it's also in this place, his place, where it will happen some talks and even performance, I'm not a good English speaker. So what can we do also that all these performers are coming from all over the world? So they come from
France,
Europe, France, Switzerland,
Japan, Argentina, Switzerland,
Cuba,
Norway,
Cuba, Italy.
We feature an interview with Anandi about her book release on Sunday, 4th of March at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. Anandi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, girl?
Yeah, fine, after the opening of Unity Pavilion.
Beautiful, eh? Wow.
But you're going to use the space on Sunday with a special occasion, right?
Yes, the same space, 5 o'clock, we do the presentation of the poetry book.
This is your book?
Yeah, my last poetry book, Spanish with some poems in English.
Beside that, you invited friends, partially in English, partially in Spanish, to not only reading the poetry, but also what? Dulce con leche or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ethel is preparing dulce de leche, that is a milk sweet for us, mate. And I think that Jorge is going to do some tango. And after, we are going to see a video on Atahualpa Yupanqui, that is one of the biggest musicians from the countryside. And he was living in France, and he's doing pure yoga in his video. It's amazing to listen to him. Yeah. I mean, it's something else than the poetry reading, no? And also the people are going to read, possibly me also, but it's like a sharing, no?
This poetry is yours, yeah?
Yeah, they're my poems, and also the pictures and the little drawings are also mine in the book.
They're also yours.
Yeah, photos also.
The book, it was born here. Is it work from Auroville, or it's a mixture?
I tell you, because it was interesting. Was the last thing that I did before coming back to Auroville, and it was expected to be two books, The Unborn Dawn, La No Nacida Aurora, that has a lot of poems of Auroville and India, and Ciudad del Sur, City Towards the South, Buenos Aires, And it was not enough money, and I did one. It's for this, it has two, you know. You see the cover, and it's La Nona Ciudad Aurora in the Ciudad del Sur. And when I did that, I didn't know that I was coming back to Oroville to stay. And doing the prologue, no, the, what you write before, I understood that it was a kind of autobiography. Because when my first poems in Argentina before going out, my poems in Europe, my poems in India and Oroville, and all the poems of the last 25 years in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, in South America. And it was a little poem that I didn't realize, written a few months before the book came up, that I'm saying somehow goodbye to my San Telmo, the place where I was living. It's amazing. I didn't know consciously, but the poem was already something like, oh, I can finish something.
Yeah. So basically the book is a poetic biography of your life.
Yeah, some little stories also. I start reading, writing some little. I'm much more than a poet now.
But unfortunately, it's in Spanish, yeah?
Yeah, there are a few. The one on India and Arunachal and Oroville, they are Spanish and English, yeah. Mm. But quite a lot of people now understand Spanish, no? And, and the meeting is called Una Tarde con Amigos, means an afternoon with friends. It's 4th of March, 5 o'clock p.m. in Unity Pavilion. Let it be. The one that has to come is going to come anyway. Thank you, Miriam. Thank you very much.
Gallery Square Circle Kala Kendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone is happy to invite us tomorrow at 4 p.m. to the opening of exhibition of 6 contemporary artists from Poland currently residing in Oroville. The exhibition is a result of experiment meant to test how the reality of Oroville would influence artists' attitudes and practices. Works shown at the exhibition will represent a wide array of media used in contemporary art, from painting to sculpture and experimental film. The artists participating in the residency program are Marta Descur, Tomek Kowalski, Agnieszka Polska, Daniel Romanico, Andrzej Spindler, Monika Zawadzki, and is curated by Janek Simon. On Sunday, 4th of March, from 2 to 6 p.m. at Art Gallery and Meeting Place Art on Sunday in Petit Firm, and every Sunday from then on, we are invited to see drawings, words and sculpture by Michael Nicolai, which is the new exhibition. Art on Sunday is a place where Aurovillians and guests, artists and art lovers can meet, see art and talk about art. The sculptor, Michael Nolet, is showing us a remarkable set of objects. One could say that this presentation consists of three parts: his words, his drawing and his sculpture. The drawings, being two-dimensional, appear to be a study towards a special kind of three-dimensionality. After reading the words thoroughly, it becomes increasingly apparent the plants are present on the walls of the gallery and the result is shining in the middle. The intention of the Art Gallery and Meeting Place Art on Sunday in Petit Firm is to regularly bring new exhibition of contemporary art by many artists among Aurovillian citizens, as well as promoting those artists abroad. It also hopes to be a meeting place for all those who regard art as an important ingredient of life. On Wednesday, 7th of March at 7:30 p.m. in Sautru, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, Nandita D. and her students of Hindustani vocal music happily welcome everyone to a musical soiree. On Sunday, 4th of March at 7 p.m., we are invited to Hibiscus Art Village, which will present in Svedan World Cafe Bulgarian Night, starting at 7 p.m. with Bulgarian dinner, followed at 8 p.m. with music concert by Marina Velikova and Nikolai Ivanov. At Pitanga on March 9th at 4:30 p.m., they will open the exhibition of ceramics by Priya Sundaravali, and the exhibition will be on display until 24th of March. Citadine Exhibition Place is slowly picking up with constancy of interesting exhibitions, so on 8th of March at 4 p.m. they will open Strokes and Dots, which is a recent work of Pierre Legrand, and the space itself is open from Monday to Saturday between 10 to 12:30 and between 3 to 5:30 p.m. Wonderland Art Gallery display village photos of Giorgio Molinari and mandalas of Carla Sella. It is open from 10 a.m. to 12:30 and from 3 to 7 p.m. The Wonderland Art Gallery is located opposite of Mark's Coffee Shop near Purple Hotel, or 200 meters from Tanto Pizzeria. Auroville Health Center team wish to inform the community that due to the circumstances, the doctor's consultations timings in Auroville Health Center have slightly changed. So, from Monday, from past Monday 27th, they are open between 8:30 to 1 p.m. and from 1:30 to 3 p.m. They are sorry for the inconvenience. Now let us peek into film programs, because the variety is huge. And of course, as we published already interview with Surya about panorama of contemporary Indian cinema, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we will see six excellent films starting each day at 6 p.m. In Visitor Center's video today, they will screen at 8 p.m. famous Spielberg adventure action comedy The Adventures of Tintin, made in 2011. At Eco Film Club Sedona Forest today at 7 p.m. we can see Coca-Cola Case, documentary made in 2009. At Cinema Paradiso tomorrow at 8 p.m. within the invocation for the Bulgarian Pavilion, we can see an international drama, The World is Big and Salvation Lurks Around the Corner, made in 2008 by director Stefan Komandarev, with Miki Manolovic, Karlo Ljubek and others. And the film is a Bulgarian, German, Italian, Slovenian, English and Hungarian co-production. On Sunday 4th, at 4:30 p.m., children can see animation adventure family Vale, made in USA in 2008 by director Andrew Stanton. And at Cine Club at 8 p.m., we can see French film The Cousins, made in 1959 by director Claude Chabrol. Here's an excerpt of Surya Aurobindo's writings from the essay of the Gita. Know then yourself, know your true self to be God, and one with the self of all others. Know your soul to be a portion of God. Live in what you know, live in the self, live in your supreme spiritual nature, be united with God and Godlike. Offer, first, all your actions as sacrifice to the highest and the one in you and to the highest and the one in the world. Deliver last all you are and do into His hands for the supreme and universal spirit to do through you His own will and works in the world. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.